This recording, Ontario 15, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Coming It Secure is copyright Douglas N. Onorov, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working in a deserted district of the territory for a long time, so she was very happy to start a new job for a superb private practice in North Shore near Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma, giving her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her down her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure." Alright, so when I was little, I used to go up to a cottage with my whole family and my cousins and my aunts and uncles and grandma and grandpa, and it used to be owned by my grandma, but then they sold it and now we rented it again. And my uncle would always make fish that we caught from the lake, and using the exact same recipe, and it was a huge mystery. So one day we decided we would figure it out, how it was made. So we did some sleuthing of sorts, and scurried our way around the kitchen, and found various spices and tried to see which ones were being taken off the rack as the fish were being made and fried up. I think looking back now, it was probably just Mrs. Dash or like something like that. Maybe a little flour and oil. It's really no mystery at all, but I think the secret ingredient may have been salt, if I remember correctly. It wasn't anything even that exciting. It was just stuff. But still, we managed to waste a good 2 days with that, and that's what that's about, you know? Just waste some time looking for secret spices, like the kernel or something.